Patty Krug of the Tava County Health Department gave a COVID vaccine update to the Tava County Executive Committee on Tuesday. Here are some of her remarks.
Taylor County Health Department is still getting registered to be a vaccinator at this time. So we're working on all of the paperwork, all of the required training. It's the rollout of the COVID vaccine to the community. So right now it's healthcare workers, long-term care staff, and residents. This is set by the state plan as of right now. So healthcare workers, long-term care staff, and residents, I can tell you one of the nursing homes was immunized yesterday for their staff and residents who agreed to have COVID vaccine administered. The other nursing home is scheduling theirs for next week. The state has a contract for all long-term care facilities and assisted living facilities. That's a statewide contract handled by CVS and Walgreens. They bring in their own staff to administer the vaccine to the residents and staff who have agreed to take that vaccine. Spirus Medford has already started vaccinating their employees. They were already vaccinating the week of Christmas. So some of their staff and the EMTs are currently being offered the vaccine in addition. So related to 1A, that's where we are at with those assisted living agencies. Those agencies have been assigned a pharmacy by the state, and they went through the registry through Bureau of Quality Assurance to assure that they had assigned a pharmacy to each of those facilities also. So again, those pharmacies will handle vaccinating the staff and residents of those facilities. We have nothing to do with that as the health department for the healthcare workers or those long-term care staff and residents. There are some of the 1A healthcare workers that are considered unaffiliated, so they're independent businesses. We will be looking at doing that. But again, it's a lot more. There's the training, there's the emergency plan of operations, the standard operation of plans also that all have to be in place before we can get vaccine. We are allowed to put in our order once a week for those agencies that are interested. So right now we're putting a list together of unaffiliated healthcare workers, calling those specific departments or businesses, asking them if their staff is interested in having that done. They either have to be certified by the state of Wisconsin or licensed by the state of Wisconsin. So you could have a facility that has a receptionist, but if they're not licensed or certified by the state of Wisconsin, they do not receive the vaccine, but the physician would receive the vaccine. So that's how 1A is set up. There are strict guidelines with that. Once all of those individuals are immunized right now with two doses, then they will move to 1B, and that is essential workers. And that plan is still being described as what is considered an essential worker. So again, we don't have those guidelines. There is some question at the state level that's been asked by health departments. So for those counties that have all of the 1A vaccinated, are they going to be allowed to move to 1B? But we have other counties where all of the 1As are not vaccinated yet. So are we going to take vaccine away from those counties to start administering to the 1B? So those are all in the state plan that's still being discussed as of right now. But I can tell you, Taylor County residents are already receiving the COVID vaccine if they're a healthcare worker or if they're in the long-term care facility. They are already receiving their vaccine or are scheduled to receive their vaccine. And again, that's handled through the state of Wisconsin. Those facilities have to let people know, those specific pharmacies, of how many doses they want. I can tell you that one of the concerns was a couple of the health departments in other areas had commitments from unaffiliated healthcare workers, like maybe a hospice organization or some other offices, where the staff said, sure, yeah, we'll take the vaccine. But when they scheduled them, only a third of them showed up. So this vaccine, we have to maintain certain conditions in order to be able to use it. So when we're going to be calling these facilities, we're going to say we need a commitment. Because we can't have doses going to waste. Luckily, the one department that I do know of, they were able to contact the next group of individuals who came in to get that vaccine. So that did not go to waste. And that's one of our concerns is if you're going to commit, you need to commit to taking that vaccine. So we do not have doses being wasted. That would be terrible to have that happen. So that's one of the things that we're going to be due diligent about making sure that. The other thing with this vaccine is that people do have to wait 15 to 30 minutes, 15 minutes a minimum, and up to 30 minutes if there's a potential for a reaction. I've already talked to Jeff Nurnberger, who is the supervisor for the Aspirus Ambulance EMS service, and they have committed to having EMTs on site with us for in case there's any adverse reactions. So that's the reason why they have to wait the 15 to 30 minutes. So we have that commitment from them already that they will be providing us EMTs on site to monitor for any type of emergencies at all related to the vaccine. Phase one, which is healthcare workers, long-term care facilities. 1B is essential workers. And then 1C is residents of 65 years, individuals with underlying health conditions. And that's expected to go through spring of 2021. We may get to the point of at 1C or even 1B where we're not going to be able to handle all of that. And if we can't, the state is putting together mini vaccination teams to come in and assist health departments with vaccinating those individuals in that category. Because it's a little bit more labor intensive than if you have, for instance, a flu clinic, because we have to have people who have to wait the 15 to 30 minutes. So when you look at that, we have to be assured that we have a large enough facility where we can space people out in order to provide that service. And so when we look at the amount of people that might be in that category, we're going to need some help because we only have 4 nurses. So we may be the coordinators of the vaccine clinic, setting up the site, doing the logistics for that, and actually having people come in and do the actual vaccination so we can move people through.
Once again, that was Patty Krug of the Taylor County Health Department giving a COVID vaccine update to the Taylor County Executive Committee on Tuesday.